Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time now for Laird and Fitzy. Ken Laird and Nick Fitzy Stevens, right here on EEI.
Do you think this is coming to Boston and dealing everything that you have to deal with Boston? With people saying, well, don't worry about it. The payoff is when you win the World Series. That people are going to be more skeptical about that when it comes to free agency?
A little bit, yeah. And what you mentioned, Rob, I think kind of outweighs everything. It's the winning. And what I think the biggest challenge for the Red Sox is it's tough to recruit someone who knows there's going to be a lot of added, let's call it pressures and distraction, because this is a very different market than most others, when you're not sure of the winning.
All right, it's Mike Lowell on the Brad Foe Show as part of the City of Boston Credit Union, originally Boston series, where we talk about playing in Boston and being in Boston and how unique it is. And obviously, Lowell's a great one to talk to about that. I'm Rob Bradford, along with Nick Fitzy Stevens, for another segment. And Fitzy, you know, when I heard that, and we went through the list of reasons why guys might not sign with the Red Sox or sign in Boston. Obviously, money factors in, right? Correct? Money. The guy, the South Korean infielder that has signed with the Padres, he said, I like the weather better. You can't control that. But we can't discount the whole idea of you have to show that you have the possibility of winning. And in Boston, there was always that. There, even with the Red Sox, there was always that.
Always.
And now we're sitting here and we're watching one by one by one by one choose for various reasons not to come here. And I think this is a huge, huge obstacle, which Chaim Bloom and really like maybe even Bill Belichick to a certain degree might have to overcome. I mean, with the Patriots, for instance, the bloom is off the rose a little bit.
Yes, it is.
And so for free agents, we've already seen it. Well, you know, Gronk is an extreme, but you know, if someone asked Gronk at one of his offseason parties, he said, which should I go to, Tampa Bay or New England? He's like, oh, are you kidding me? Tampa Bay is a blast. You know, and also, like, who's gonna say the Patriots are ever going to win again? Same thing with the Red Sox. I mean, the Red Sox can't prove to any free agent right now, they can't prove to Corey Kluber or DJ LeMahieu that they are going to win next year like the Yankees can prove that they're going to win.
Especially coming off of one of the worst seasons in franchise history. And yes, I realize it was the COVID year. And yes, I realize they only played 60 games. But they finished 24-36, a .400 winning percentage. Now, yes, they did have the second most hits in baseball, and there should be plenty of offense
put
to go around.
Put up the banner.
God. Once again, you know, there are plenty of hits to go around, and the you know, there should be a lot of offense again this year. But, like, who knows what the future is? All of a sudden, after, I mean, like, the title town turnaround, if you will, or the entitled town turnaround has been pretty drastic. Yeah, Bruins will be good this year. We know how likable these Celtics are, and right now they're 8-3. It's early still in their 72-game season, but it went from the place for everyone to be to all of a sudden just another city, or so it seems, that's going to have to pay top dollar if they want to attract the free agents. Because what are they going to say? We got Brady. We're always going to win. Or we've got the best pitching staff. We're going to win. Or, hey, we got the best goaltender, or we got the best, you know, dynamic duo in the NBA. Might be a little bit of a tough sell. Mike Lowell is right there, my man.
Yeah, like, it's a tough call. He went on to talk about, he said, listen, if you're choosing between the Dodgers and the Red Sox, you know that with the Dodgers, you're going to win 4 out of every 5 games. You have a pretty good idea, and that you might be sad for that one day, but the next day you're probably going to win again. With the Red Sox, you can't sell that. You can't. You're selling. Well, oh no, believe me, Tristan Casas, he just turned 21. He's going to be good in a couple of years. Oh no, you know this 16-year-old. We just signed in the Dominican Republic. In 5 years, he's going to be awesome. You know, and I'm obviously talking to an extreme here, but it is the striking thing about this right now is how much it has changed, like you point out. It has changed this. We used to be the town that traded for Francisco Lindor. We used to be the town that people wanted to sign with and used to come to. And you could say, hey, you know what? Of course Boston is going to be in the mix, because not only are we going to give you more money, but you're going to win. And you can't do either now.
Can I give you a little bit of breaking news that I just saw?
Yes,
scroll across the
news.
Old Twitterverse right here.
Does it have to do with Miles Wood's teeth?
It does not, although it does have something to do with the sex appeal of the current teams in town and their ranks possibly getting further depleted, which could make the job of their great rebuild even more difficult, according to the almighty and powerful Adam Schefter. Just 8 minutes ago, Brad Foe, the Philadelphia Eagles submitted a permission slip Saturday morning to interview Patriots offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels for their head coaching job.
Ooh. Spicy.
Ooh.
Spicy.
How about that?
Well, we thought, now, does that surprise you? Because we thought as we woke up this morning and got ready for this epic divisional round series, we all thought Josh McDaniels, he's going to be here. He's not getting any interviews. Los Angeles Chargers want Brian Daboll, so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. This surprises you.
Not going to Houston. Not going to the Chargers. Nobody.
And
nobody
we hadn't heard anything about the Eagles
either,
really. We hadn't heard anything about it.
No. The only one we had heard, as a matter of fact, was the possibility they might be interviewing Mayo. But now McDaniels comes out of the blue, which is it is honestly a surprise. I thought they too would want to go with an organizational tone setter like a Robert Saleh. I mean, they just went with an offensive coordinator, and now they might switch to another one, albeit one that they were able to defeat a few years ago in the Super Bowl, where Frank Reich, quite frankly, outcoached or out-coordinated Josh McDaniels. I mean, although, if we're being fair, the Patriots pretty much were unstopped. The first team to ever lose a Super Bowl with 600 yards of offense.
I know.
McDaniels, for those... And there were many who said that he didn't do that great a job this year, or should have been able to do with more, with the less that he had. I mean, my God, from the middle of last season on, what did he have to work with?
Yeah, I don't blame McDaniels.
I don't buy that at all.
No. But you know what this is setting up for, Fitzy, is a very awkward Eric Bieniemy conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It is. I mean, let's go down the list here. You have the Chargers, Brian Daboll. The Eagles, let's say they hired Josh McDaniels. Atlanta just hired their head coach. Jacksonville just hired their head coach.
Yep.
You're sitting there with Houston, which it seemed like Caserio gave Bieniemy a mercy interview because trying to appease Deshaun Watson. And maybe that becomes more serious. I don't know. But I do believe that when they said they weren't interested initially, that says something.
Like, yes, it does.
I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine if Bieniemy doesn't get a job this time? Am I missing a team?
No. The only other job that's out there, and why anybody would take it, it would have to be just out of abject desperation, is the Detroit Lions.
Yeah. And have they interviewed Bieniemy? I'm not even sure. But, you know, but holy mackerel. Can you imagine if Josh McDaniels gets the Philadelphia job over Eric Bieniemy?
That would be... Ooh, that would be bad.
It would be bad.
That would be real bad. I don't even know why necessarily. Like, you have to at least give the guy the interview. There's got to be some other prospects. This seems like an odd choice to me. I don't know. McDaniel's working with Jalen Hurts on a team that is pretty talent starved on the offensive side of the ball. That's going to need some work. I wouldn't have seen that. I would have seen Atlanta maybe as a possibility. Everybody thought Houston, but they just said that they weren't going to go the Patriot coach route because they just went that way for a while. So
I would like to know what you think of this. And this was taking a sort of hard right hand turn, which is okay because this news just broke. But when it comes to head coaches, and I know they say, well, you're getting an offensive guy, you're getting a defensive guy. But to me, it's like once Josh McDaniels becomes a head coach, it becomes the guy. It's not necessarily like he's going to have an offensive coordinator, because we've seen plenty of times a offensive guru, a defensive guru take the head coaching job, and then all of a sudden that side of the ball stinks for whatever reason because they have so many other responsibilities. And with McDaniels, like I don't know the guy. But I have a hard time seeing him getting on the stool in the middle of the room and giving the Rockne speech and them listening. That's the best way I can put it.
I mean, I do feel like he will have learned. He's had an incredible experience learning from Belichick, and as we saw in their Super Bowl 53 championship video, the "Do Your Job" three, or as we all called it, "Do Your Josh." We saw that Belichick trusts the man, values his opinion, and thinks of him as a true confidant in terms of trusting the entire offense to him. I mean, it was basically McDaniel's idea once the passing game sputtered in late November, early December 2018, to use that giant offensive line and Sony Michel and just go become like a power formation running team.
Okay, so now this, I'm going to spin it back to what we were talking about how these teams, these New England teams, these Boston teams, really aren't in a great spot right now to draw people in. What's the drawing card? In other words, for the Red Sox, the face of the franchise is their manager. And so with the Patriots, one of the drawing cards for anybody coming here, I'm not just talking about quarterback, I'm talking about anybody coming here, would be, well, you have Belichick, and also you have a really good offensive mind in Josh McDaniels. Take Josh McDaniels out of that equation, that's a hit. That's a hit for exactly what we're talking about.
It's a huge hit. If Josh McDaniels leaves, and as much as some people may want to point to, well, they could use new blood, it's okay. You know, the team has to go through the gut renovation on every side, on both sides of the ball all around. So maybe it's time for Josh to go. This guy is trusted. The offense is never a concern when Josh McDaniels is here as far as Bill Belichick is concerned. Who are they going to replace him with? They're going to have to go out and get somebody who used to be there, like a Chad O'Shea or
Bill Shaplinsky. I thought Bill O'Brien.
Or Bill O'Brien coming back. I mean, you want to bring Billy O back? Okay, but...
No, but he's already signed up.
He's going to Alabama. Yeah, he's going to Alabama. For Sark.
Right. Yeah, so that's what I mean.
You don't even have that option.
Bill O'Brien signed with Alabama, it doesn't matter because Josh McDaniels isn't going to go anywhere. But now we have this news that maybe he is going to go somewhere.
Hey, Bradfo, you want to double down on our Twitter poll that's getting savaged?
Yes.
Let's see who they want as their new offensive coordinator.
Oh, my goodness.
And let's make the only option Adam Gase.
Sometimes you have to stand by the art of journalism, which is what exactly we did. We did the right thing in putting up that poll. It is a perfectly fine poll. I don't care what anybody says. It's a great poll. Go to Fitzy GFY, at Fitzy GFY, to see this poll about the next Patriots quarterback. As a quick aside about the great great medium of journalism, which isn't really a medium, but whatever. You ever see the movie Wild with Reese Witherspoon? Where she hikes?
No, I believe my better half has, but I've
okay.
not.
Well, so she's hiking, and a guy stops and says, "Hey, I'm with the Hobo Times. Can I interview you?" And she says, "There's no such thing as a Hobo Times." She's like, "It sure is, and it pays my rent." I just thought that was the greatest moment in journalism of movie history, the Hobo Times. I feel like I could, right now, with this beard, Bridget, I could work at the Hobo Times. Correct? Yes?
You already work for Lord Hobo.
That's true.
Wow. I got the Lord. See, why don't you contact our pal, Daniel Lanigan, and see if he wants to start the Lord Hobo Times.
Ooh, nice.
Rob Bradford here, Boom Sauce, executive Boom Sauce editor of the Hobo Times.
I like to surface the top five reasons why you should be reading the Lord Hobo Times. All right,
that's fantastic. You know, actually, I would say working for the Hobo Times, it's right up there with Good Night and Good Luck, and everything that Murrow did. truly, the Frost Nixon discussion.
See,
truly,
if the Watergate tapes. Listen, if
Woodward and Bernstein,
if David Frost was not available for the Richard Nixon interview, the guy from the Hobo Times was next on the docket.
Oh,
which, by the way, I feel like that's is sort of the next guy we're going to see go in and out of the Oval Office. Somebody from the Hobo Times.
It's wow. This is really the, you know, Bradford, this could be the attrition, the fleeing from Foxborough just now with that breaking news that the Eagles want to interview Josh McDaniels, which puts him square in the mix. Like, there is no lead dog there. We've heard about leading candidates other places. There's only a handful of jobs left. Dayball's going to probably go to the Chargers.
Did Mayo actually interview?
I don't know if he actually did or not, or if it was they were going to request. Boy, that'll make things awkward at the next Pat's Christmas party if McDaniels gets it in Mayo. Mayo's only 34.
Adam Gase was going to interview there, right?
No chance. He can't. There's no way he can continue failing upward. He stunk in Miami, and then he gets rewarded with the Jets job. Well, rewarded with air quotes. And then now could possibly finally make his way into work to the Eagles. No chance. No. Gase needs to go someplace. And if he's ever going to coach in the NFL again as a head coach, I doubt it. He needs to go call plays and resurrect an offense someplace.
Okay, so here's a scenario. The only job standing for Eric Bieniemy is Detroit. Obviously, not a preferred landing spot.
Woof.
Does he turn it down or keep being the offensive coordinator and wait? Because this happens. I mean, could go way back in baseball, in the baseball world. I remember John Farrell, before he became the Blue Jays manager, mm-hmm. turned down a bunch of places because he's like, I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there. I'm not. If you know you're going to get a chance, you turn it down. Does he turn that down?
I would, because you're only going to fail. I mean, even if they say, we realize we shouldn't have hired Patricia, obviously we got out from underneath that mistake, and that we were in a better position to succeed under Caldwell, and now we're looking at a total franchise reboot, they might move on from Stafford. Stafford could have been one of the quarterbacks we could have put in our Twitter poll, Bradfo. They need so much. They're going to lose their top receivers. They need so much work that I wouldn't be surprised if they go with the, you know, something along the Zach Taylor route, the sort of who the hell is that guy? Like the coordinator, the quarterback coach that got hired that was working with McVay that got hired in Cincinnati. Cincinnati knew they needed so much. They kind of had to go with just a bright young mind and tell him, like, we'll give you 5 years because obviously this is going to take a long time. I can't imagine Bieniemy being willing to undertake for his first head coaching job, which could reflect so poorly on him, something as miserable as coaching the Detroit Lions. Oof.
Well, Fizzy, it's time to kick back with some boom sauce and watch some football for you, all right?
Get my ready. Friend, I'm also hard at work right now. Wanted you to know that I've been working daily, looking towards this Wednesday dropping the second edition of the Armchair General Manager column.
I love it.
This week, it's going to be the wide receivers.
I love it. I love the read. Every Wednesday, you're going to be coming out with Armchair GM. I love the photo. You did an excellent job with it.
Thank you.
You really, in the words of Dickie Dunn, I caught the spirit of the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So excellent job as always. And have some well-deserved time watching football over the next few hours and then all day tomorrow.
It was a great job by you today, my friend. Good job filling in for Ken. I will speak with you soon, brother. What an interesting time to be alive it is indeed. Enjoy your football, everybody. Bradfo's going to take you home.
All right. That's Nick Fitzy Stevens. I'm Rob Bradford. And here's what's trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
I'm going to say it again. Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Bruins. Is it still 1-1? It is still 1-1. Heading into the third, right? Third?
No, end of the third.
End of the third.
Potentially going to be another overtime game for them.
Oh, man. They're not going to last a season, Bridget. What's going on?
Well, last year they did really bad in the shootout, so Bruins fans don't really like to see it go to a shootout, but they did okay last night.
It's a new season, Bridget. It's a new season.
I know, but does it really feel like a new season?
Sure. I mean, yes. Miles Wood has one less tooth. So Bruins tied 1-1. Celtics, they won last night. Jaylen Brown led all scorers with 21. They're going to play the Knicks tomorrow at 1 o'clock at a matinee at the Garden. They are now 8-3 and a very, very likable team. NFL Divisional Weekend is upon us, and WEEI is your home for all the games. Today, right after this show, the Los Angeles Rams travel to Green Bay Packers. Later tonight, it's the Ravens at the Bills. Kickoff at 8:15 right here on 93.7. WEEI's coverage of the NFL playoffs is brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family Medical Leave Program. Adam Schefter reports that Brian Daboll has emerged as a favorite with the Los Angeles Chargers for their head coaching job. But, as we just reported, Josh McDaniels will be getting an interview, as according to Schefter as well, I believe, will be getting an interview with the Philadelphia Eagles. So he will not be shut out, at least when it comes to interviewing for jobs. And that's what's trending now in WEEI and WEEI.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
More of what you want to hear. Laird and Fitzy on EEI.
All right, it's been a fun show. I'm Rob Bradford in for both Ken and Fitzy, Ken Laird and Nick Fitzy Stevens. We've been talking about a lot. We started off the first hour, all Brady all day long. This is the straw that stirs the drink when it comes to playoff conversation. Then we got into how the Patriots are going to find their next quarterback. You can go to at Fitzy GFY. He put up a poll with some of the options. Who says no to some of these trades? Patriots giving up their first pick in the draft for a quarterback, maybe the second pick, but how are they going to get the next draft pick? Then we just talked a little bit about how free agents might not be coming to Boston because you aren't winning, because you don't have the promise of winning like, let's say, the Yankees do or another team do. And why we were talking about that, news came down that Josh McDaniels is actually going to interview for the Eagles job. And if Josh McDaniels gets that job, it's going to be even more challenging in multiple ways. Number one, you have to find a replacement, and also the perception of the Patriots. This is one of the reasons people liked coming to the Patriots. If you had to power rank, which I love to do, power rank the reasons people want to come to the Patriots, to say this is the thing that makes me want to come here. In other words, for the Houston Texans, you have Deshaun Watson. I want to go there. Deshaun Watson's J.J. Watts there. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers there, Devontae Adams. Okay, like there's reasons. For the Patriots, it's Bill Belichick, and even that's debatable because maybe some guys don't want to play for him, but it's Bill Belichick and it's Josh McDaniels. It's not really a player. There's no players like Damian Harris. Like there's not. Josh McDaniels is one of the drawing cards for this franchise. So that's of some concern. It should be of some concern. And also the Josh McDaniels, as we talked about this, can you imagine if he gets the Eagles job and Eric Bieniemy sitting there and you have all you have is maybe the Texans, although people don't really think they're sincere, and the Lions, that's it? Oh, there's a lot to get to. But like I said, it is going to be very, very interesting to see how this is perceived, how this town, how the sports teams in this town are perceived. Right now, I would make the argument this is one of the lowest of the lows in terms of perception about winning. Other than the Celtics, lowest of the low in a long, long time. Let's go to the phone lines. Sean in Buffalo. Hey, Sean, what's going on?
Rob, doing a great job today.
Thanks, a lot of fun. I
want to tell you that first.
Thank you.
So do you think with the Red Sox, you know, like, do you think we maybe have a bad reputation in the league with, you know, maybe some people don't like Alex Cora that much? He's been involved with the cheating thing, and people always, you know, there's always, they bring up the racist thing in Boston. Do you think, like, maybe players don't want to play for the Red Sox because of kind of stuff like that, as opposed to just going, oh, well, the Yankees are going to be better this year? With the New England, with the Patriots, you nailed it, where Brady's gone, and now there's no really, like, it's not like they're going to win a championship in the next 2 years, so you're not going to take money to go to New England. You're not going to take less money. But, like, with the Red Sox, they still have a chance. They're not going to be terrible. And if people don't want to play here, do you think we have a bad reputation as, like, a team to not go to?
Well, Sean, you can't discount what you're talking about. You can't discount it. Like, I don't know which players had an enormous problem with Cora. I do know this, is that my guess is that Cora's popularity among players probably outweighs those guys who have a problem with whatever he did in Houston. That's people, because anybody who played with Cora on those Red Sox teams, they still love him. The racist thing,
yeah,
that's a very real thing. I mean, we can't ignore it. Like, we can't ignore it.
All the time. Like, it comes up randomly every season. Like, one player will come out and other people will be like, yep, absolutely, that happened to me too there. You know, like, it's kind of sad. And the Bruins just lost.
I know.
Sorry.
No. Sad. You know, it's all right. It's okay. It's all right. They're not going undefeated this year. The dream is done. but it's. I think it's a good point. It's like the Red Sox. I think the bigger thing, if we have to look at like why free agents might not come here, I do think it comes back to, like, even though they have some good players and they could win, there are so many ifs on this team right now, and there isn't the guarantee, not the guarantee, but there isn't the prospect of winning that there is with the Yankees. Like, let's look at Sean Kluber last night, right? Kluber signs or agrees with the Yankees. Now, part of that deal, to be perfectly honest with you, is that his trainer, Eric Cressy, works for the Yankees, and that probably had a lot to do with it. But if I'm a guy like Kluber, and I want to sign a one-year $11 million deal, and I look at the Yankees have a whole lot better chance right now to win than the Red Sox. They do.
But they'll blow it. You know they'll blow it. That's what everybody said about them last year. They didn't work.
No, I know, but all these guys have to go by is paper, right?
Yeah.
And I remember Chris Sale, Sean, telling me, this was in London, and we were talking about, hey, were you going to re-sign here? He's like, listen, I was always going to re-sign here. Why? Because familiarity, and also because I knew that every single year this team was going to be in a position to win because they were going to allocate the resources to do so. Well, as we sit here right now, that is more uncertain than at any other time that I think that I've ever seen when covering this team.
Okay.
So, but I appreciate it, Sean. Thanks for the call. Have a great
rest. Have a good one. Go
Bills. All right. Go Bills. There you go. I think everyone's rooting for the Bills. Kind of, right?
It's hard to root for the Ravens, so.
Really? You know, technically, I am a boss of the Buffalo radio station's website.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a pretty powerful person there, Bridget. So I just say, go get them. You're doing a great job.
Is that why you're rooting for them?
Yeah, I think I'm rooting for them because it's good for business. It's good for, I want to see WGR do very well, part of the radio.com family. So, yeah. So, and it's also, it's new. Like, we like new things, don't we? We like new things. Anyway, we got to take a break. If you want to get in the last segment, 617-779-7937. Be back right after this.
We're right back to it. This is Laird and Fitzy on EEI.
All right, a few more minutes. I'm Rob Bradford in for Ken Laird and Nick Fitzy Stevens. They always do a great job. It's great to be on with Fitzy for the majority of the show today. Thanks for all the callers. Got a few minutes left. Let's go to Tim in Lowell. Tim, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Rob. Long time no talk,
yeah,
Rob.
Good to hear from you, Tim.
All right, listen, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more with your thoughts on the Red Sox. They're just not a player anymore. And you know the thing is, Chaim Bloom was brought here to basically make the Red Sox into the image of Tampa Bay. And in one respect, Rob, he has succeeded. The level of interest in the Red Sox, and you know I'm a diehard Red Sox fan, the level of interest is as low as I can recall probably going back to the Butch Hodgson era. It's just so little interest. And I don't know if that's the goal that John Henry had when they brought him in here, but unfortunately, that's the result. And I don't think Henry has the interest in the Red Sox like he did when he first came here. You know, he was a great owner when he first came here. But he seems like with the soccer and the Fenway Sports and all the other stuff he's involved with, he doesn't have the level of interest he used to have.
Well, we certainly haven't heard from him. I don't think we've heard from him since spring training. And
that's
a big difference. I mean, we've heard from Tom Werner, we've heard from Sam Kennedy, and you know, I think that when you know Tim, when they say that Chaim Bloom was brought in here to have the next Rays, I think that their idea is that he was brought in here to be Andrew Friedman. That's their goal, which is build things back up. Don't trade away your prospects, maybe not spend a lot of money initially, and then get to the point where you're winning a lot and you can make the sort of moves. But that's a ways down the road. And, you know, in Boston, it's you got to give them something now, particularly to your point. You're at an all-time low in terms of people buying in. Even Tim, you follow this team. Go back to 2013, right? They had a terrible year in 2012. In the offseason, they go out and get a lot of short-term deal, Napoli, Victorino, those sort of guys, Dempster. Johnny Gomes. And it took – people forget. It took about 5 months for people to buy into that team. 5 months.
One of my all-time favorite teams, Rob, is that 2000.
But I am telling you, Tim, people did not buy into that team until August of that year. And that's what's going to happen this year. I mean, there's no way around it. They have to go out and prove themselves.
I'm going to tell you what I think long range is going on here, Rob. I think John Henry has taken a ton of criticism here recently, and I don't think the politics they get involved with really helping him. When you're in business, you've got to stay kind of neutral on that stuff. But I think he's planning on selling his team.
Yeah.
And if Chaim Bloom has the payroll nice and low, you know what? That makes his options of selling a lot easier, Rob.
Well, Tim, we got to go, but I hope to talk to you soon. I hope that we can talk about some transactions. Bridget Prug, excellent job. Oh, my goodness. First time, long time. Excellent job. Bruins lost today. Bridget's very sad.
1.7 seconds left. I'm sad.
Okay. Well, what are you going to do? They aren't going undefeated. I hate to say that. All right. Well, I want to thank Nick Fitzy Stevens for joining me for most of the show. Obviously, Ken Laird, I hope you got some well-deserved rest. Thanks to everybody. I hope that everybody really, really soaks in this football. And you know, the sting of the Patriots season, that's long gone. We're onward and upward. Onward and upward. We didn't even talk about Taco Fall today. Next time. All right. We got to get going. Enjoy the football games. I'll see you later.